there is an extremely powerful, powerful word that keeps on coming back, cited many times in Sefer Dvarim, over and over again. What's the word? Hayom, today. And our Parsha, Kisavo, as well. Hayom hazeh, today. Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha lasot et hachukim ha'ele v'et ha'mishpatim. Today Hashem commands you to perform the chukim and the mishpatim, v'shamarta v'asita motam, and to guard them and to perform them b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha, with all your heart and all your soul. The question is, what's so important about this word, hayom? Why does it keep recurring over and over again? My Rebbe, Rav Konigsberg Shlita, told me a very beautiful idea. What's so important about the word hayom? Firstly, today teaches us, today is a new day. We have to stop harping on the past, ruminating on the past, being stuck like in the mud. We have to forget the past, our previous misdeeds, our previous mishaps and slips and mess-ups and mistakes and stumbling blocks. To stop living in the past. Hayom teaches us today's a new day. We could change, we could grow, we could develop, we could evolve. We don't have to be the people we were yesterday. Today presents a new opportunity for growth and for development if we only seize the moment. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, how incredible is Tshuva? How incredible! Emesh Hayazeh moved on my Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Yesterday, this individual was separate, was distanced from God. Yesterday, Hayom, today, who mudbak b'shchina. Today, he clings to God. He's alive. He's viable. He's incredible. Just yesterday, he was distant, but today, after doing tshuva, growing, he's clinging to the Ribono Shel Olam. Today presents a new opportunity to not get stuck, not to harp on the past, but to move forward, to grow and to develop. We could always change, the ability to become better. And secondly, Hayom teaches us a message that is so relevant today, to be present. We have such busy, hectic lives, juggling multiple responsibilities, so much on our minds, constantly consumed, pulled in a million different directions. Hayom teaches us this powerful lesson, which of course difficult to do, to be present, to be there, to appreciate every moment we have, to treat every moment as precious, incredible opportunities, a golden opportunity. The Mishnah Navos says in the fourth perek, Yafa sha'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim b'olam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba. One moment of repentance and good deeds in this world is even greater than all of the life of the world to come. This is the world to accomplish, to grow, to develop, to be productive, to live in the now. How much we could accomplish is truly fascinating, truly breathtaking. And this really applies to daily living when we're learning Torah, when a chavrusa and a shir, to be present and not think about the 10 other things we have to do later or 10 things we did before. When we're davening, to try our best to clear our thoughts and open up our hearts, davening mi'at talmid, standing before the Ribono Shel Olam. When we're in dialogue with people, to give them our full attention and concentration, and not focus on previous conversations or the to-do list that still lingers for the rest of the day. And be'ezus Hashem, we could be alive, we could be living in Hayom. The Tshuvas Radvaz, he was once asked, of prisoners, given a chance to leave jail one day. He could leave for one day. What should he choose? We would think, should go home, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Tif. What is the Radvaz answer? Why? Because what's the most important day? Today. Every day. He should go home the next day. Every day is the most important day. There's a great story of Chaim Mushka Schneerson, the incredible wife of the late Lubavitcher Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha. An incredible, credible lady, incredible mises of her, very powerful. She was once asked, what was the happiest moment of your life? And she replied, this one, right now. And she really meant it. Internalize Hayom, the preciousness, the golden opportunity of each and every moment. So Be'ez Hashem, as we're now in Elul, And we're thinking about Rosh Hashanah coming up and Yomim Noraim and Yom Kippur. The Bez Hashem, believe, Hayom, today's a new day. We could change. It could be a new year. We could develop. We don't have to get stuck in the past. We could become once again close to God, close to our friends and family, close to our deeper selves. And secondly, to always live in the present, Hayom, to realize every opportunity is golden and precious as a gift given to us from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And to realize to make the best of every moment in our Torah learning, in our tefillah, in our jobs, in family and friendships, in our dialogue. So whatever we're doing at that moment, that's the only thing we're doing. And then Be'ezus Hashem, we could live much more mindful, powerful lives. Good Shabbos.